بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. بے تکلف اپنے جذبات پر عمل کرنا دلیل سچے ہونے کی ہے. ارشاد: سچے آدمی کی علامت یہی ہے کہ وہ اپنے جذبات فطرت کے موافق بلا تکلف عمل کرتا ہے. اس کی پرواہ نہیں ہوتی کہ کوئی میرے اس فعل پر اعتراض کرے گا یا کیا سمجھے گا. چنانچہ حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے سچے نبی ہونے کی ایک بڑی دلیل یہ بھی ہے کہ آپ میں تصنع اور بناوٹ کا نام و نشان نہیں تھا. آپ بے تکلف اپنے جذبات پر عمل فرماتے تھے. کبھی خطبہ کے درمیان بچوں کو اٹھا لیتے تھے, کبھی بچے کو کندھے پر سوار کر کے نماز پڑھتے تھے, کبھی صحابہ کرام رضی اللہ عنہم کے ساتھ مزاح فرما لیتے تھے, کبھی اپنی بیویوں کے ساتھ مسابقت کر لیا کرتے تھے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. The indication that this person is genuine, you'll find in oneself the head of all the awliya and the sahaba, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq رضی اللہ عنہ, خیر البشر بالتحقیق بعد الانبیاء, is the best in all the awliya, in all the sahaba kiram, that nobody reached the maqam of Abu Bakr. But in that very self, you will find Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, the leader of all the munafiqin, Ra'isul Munafiqin. So in essence, the world is a mix-up, right? Mix-up of the genuine, mix-up of the fake. Call it a fake, call it a crack, call it an imitation. So you will have this all the time in the world. And this imitation will be in everything. Even in money. I know in India when you're studying, so you receive all money in pounds or mostly in dollars, right? And many a times it's fake. You're doing something in the black, and what you're getting, what you're giving sometimes is not right. So these things will happen, carry on. Now, you got two works to do. One is to find out what is the genuine. Number two is how do you make out what is genuine. In Urdu they call it Behropa. Behropa is like an actor, clown. But now, the clown that we know is different. Found that we know is the circus, right? And the Behropa here is he puts up a front. Right? And when he puts up a front, then people feel now this is the person. Now he has to do it so perfectly that he doesn't get caught. So Aurangzeb Alamgir rahmatullahi, if he was out on a journey, then he will have someone to find out that I am travelling on this end so many 100 kilometers. So if there is a wali, an Allah wala in this place here, prominent, very good alim, then let me know about it. I can benefit from him. So likewise, we will give them some good gifts, etc. But now, how are you going to make out that this person is genuine or he's an imitation? How do you make out? Now, Alamgir Ahmad was a very smart person, very sharp. You couldn't just deceive him. So he's moving at a certain end. One person made himself up. He did it so well that Alamgir himself got impressed with the person. That's what they said. He did so well that Alamgir himself got impressed. So he took out a fat sum of money to offer the person. So Alamgir, this person, he turns around, he threw the money, and he says, "Do you think main tumhare jaisa duniya ka kutta hu? In Korea ko jama karta rahu? You think I am the dog of the dunya that accumulate these things?" Alamgir was very, very impressed. It's a general body. Now, when he deceived him now, if you can deceive him, then give you a gift. Right. So now, he came in his true form. When he came in his true form, Alamgir asked him, "But why did you appear? When you appeared in that form, and I offered you something, why did you reject it? Why didn't you accept it that time?" He said that it won't be a perfect act. The act won't be perfect. Because this class of people, they don't run behind material. If they don't run behind material, if I accepted it, then I would have deceived them. So this imitation and genuine, you will genuinely have. So now there must be some way, some proof to make out now this person is genuine or he's putting up an act. In every science, whether it's in knowledge, whether it's in piety, whether it's in medicine, whether one person, very good physician, the old town knows him, they refer to him. So now he can see he's aging and his son is not so well trained, right? But now he's aging and his days are numbered. When his days are numbered, now doesn't have the time to teach his son. So anyway, his son has to do something after him. He's alright. When I'm going out for my runs, right, to visit the sick, then you must just accompany me. Right. So the son started accompanying him. In the old, it is 40, 50 years ago, doctors would come with a doctor's bag, you know, to see a patient. Now they don't do it anymore. So anyway, now the father is a well-known physician to see a patient. So they normally look at the pulse. How's the pulse? From there they make a right. This is the problem, that's the problem. He looked at the pulse and he looked down. Say, "No, your pulse is going quite cool. Perhaps you ate some nachos." "Yeah, I ate." So the son is observing what's going on. So the father died. Now the son has taken the father's place. So there's a call out, so he goes. So you know what he will do? Do this and look down. So he did this, felt the pulse, and looking down. "Oh, something wrong with your pulse. It's very heavy. You had some skin to eat, hide to it. Very جانور کی کھال کچھ کھانے کی چیزیں سی وٹ ایٹ دس تھنگ سی وٹ از ویل تو دیکھیے ٹو اسٹیپس ان تھری مووی ہی ڈزنٹ نو دا تھنگ انویٹیشن رائٹ سو ناؤ ہاؤ ڈو یو میک آؤٹ دس پرسن از جینوئن اور دس پرسن از جسٹ اے فیک نارملی دے اسپیک اباؤٹ اہل اللہ Then there are 4 or 5 things that you see in the person. When you are with him, you remember Allah Ta'ala. Become more conscious of Allah Ta'ala. إِذَا رُؤُوا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ Remember Allah Ta'ala. See the type of person or type of place you are. Right? So, that will have that type of an effect. What type of person, what type of a place you are, must have an effect. So the barber was called to see to the king. Now he's attending to the king, doing his hair, all that. And as he's doing his hair, so in India the barber is counted as the lowest, right? But nowadays I think they're the wealthiest. Quite wealthy. They call 20 people from India, Pakistan. So, called... King is talking to him, and as he's talking to him, so notwithstanding that he's counted as the lowest, so he says to the king, you know, I have a son, and what about the princess? Now the king was red in the face. Now imagine someone living in a jundol proposing. How you feel? Right. So anyway, the king discussed it with the wazir. But normally the wazir is more intelligent than the king. He's an advisor to the king. King, a lot of them are stupid, right? They just inherited the seat somehow or the other. Nowadays with a count of hands, come on, right? So it's not about intelligence. But now he depends largely on the advisor, the minister. The minister thought of it for a moment and said, no, there's something wrong in the place where he had his head done. Just what do you do? The barber's chair, move it to another place, see what happens. So, move it to another place, and now he's doing the hair, and he's not talking about the subject. Not talking about it at all. The king is trying to intrigue him to talk about this line. And he said, hey, God forbid, how can I ever talk about it? How can I ever think about it? So the wazir said, see, alright, what you do? You know that place, that first place where he spoke about this? Isa acha hota, mera bachcha bhi hai, aur teri beti bhi hai, ya acha hota. Just dig under, see what happens. So they dug under there, they found a huge treasure of gold. So they said, this thing was the thing that affected him. So you don't realize sometimes the place, right, or the person, or the environment can affect the person, his whole thinking. And I know I can be a witness to it. When you're studying in Dioban, so that you should get a draft, you know. So then you take that draft to the bank, they will cash it for you. First they will confirm that this is genuine. So they have to contact America or London. Dollars or pounds, right? Confirmation comes, takes about a week, 2 weeks, then they give you money, right? But the day the person has got his draft of South Africa, right? But a very cold day, right? He just went on Tilkurta. That's all. So, kya hai? Paise ki garmi. The heat of that wealth. See, the wealth also got a certain heat. Now, if you don't realize that these things, these external factors, also contribute to the person's makeup, his behavior, all that. Right? So when a person is a genuine Allah-wala, then you can make out from his presence. That when you sit by him, then you are reminded of Allah Ta'ala. He is not concerned about this investment here, not about that one there. So that is not his concern. Not that he won't do business, he'll do, but that's not something that is an obsession with him. Comes, it comes, doesn't come, all of those things. Comes, it's not a train smash, and if it goes, it's not a problem. So, both, not that he won't be pleased, but it's not a serious thing in his eyes. So that's the first thing, that if you see the person, then you remind of Allah Ta'ala. So they say, Marde haqqani ki peshani ka noor, Marde haqqani ki peshani ka noor, kahan chupa reh sakta hai peshe zi shuroor. One is Allah wala, then he can't remain hidden. He can't be concealed. At some point, he will discover it at some point. He can't conceal himself for very long. At some point, so he doesn't have to go and make an advertisement of himself. He's the light and the fragrance will just come out of him. So he says, Mushk Abashal. What is musk? Musk is not a commodity to be advertised. The musk itself is an advertisement. You don't have to go on and say, I have musk, buy Khalis musk. He won't say that. He doesn't have to say that. He himself is an advertisement. Because you just open the pure musk, the whole masjid will be. Whole masjid will be affected, right? So, we need to understand that in the process of da'wat, more than impressing people with our bayan, is, are we impressed with ourselves? Because there's nobody that knows you better than yourself. Your quiet moments and your open moments. Your domestic life, your public life. There can't be anybody that knows you better than yourself. So more than trying to impress people, impress yourself, get yourself right. That's the first point now. That you see the person and you remember, it reminds you of Allah Ta'ala. Number two is this, that when he speaks, right, your understanding grows. You can see things in perspective, got a broader picture of deen. Right? See that? You begin to understand things, and understand things right. And before this, you may have had an understanding, but you couldn't understand things in perspectives. Now, you got the perspective right, see. Perspective is like this. See, there's a kitchen, right? So the person that knows the perspective of the kitchen, he will place everything correctly. Where the pot is to be placed, where the plates, where the stove is to be fixed, where the fridge should be. So he knows the whole, how it works, right? So to make it most efficient, he knows how to design the whole thing. But person doesn't know, he make a mess up. He may put the microwave on top of the oven or on top of the fridge. He doesn't know how it works. Now the person that knows about it, so he knows how to put things in place. So that's the meaning of understanding. You know what is to be placed and how and where it is supposed to be placed. It's not just putting things randomly, where and what and how it's supposed to be placed. He knows exactly. Father was about to die, you know? So he saw his son is stupid, right? So let me give some advice. When I die, then people come to offer condolence, right? So when they offer condolence, then you must wear the most expensive garment, most expensive clothes, most expensive, and feed him with the most expensive meat, right? And number two, when you have to speak to him, speak with honey and sugar, you know. The father died, so the child remembers the father's advice that wear the most expensive rug, you know. So he had one Persian rug. For all his clothes, he put a Persian rug with him. Right. Now, he's setting for meals. Of course, those people are coming now. All high ranking people coming in. So the father was quite influential, right? So when he sat down to eat, now, when the man is eating, he can't chew the thing. And that added to his confusion, you know, that he put all his clothes, put on a rug and come here. And now that meat is so tough. Now then he starts speaking to the person. So he's saying, honey, sugar. Then the fourth advice the father gave him, you must sit him, because there's mihman coming in, must sit them in a high place. So he put the mihman on the roof. I say, hey, what's going on here? So my father's advice. Father's advice was, wear the most expensive rug. So this rug here is a Persian rug. So it's 1,000,000 rand, so I put that on. And the meat, my father said, was the most expensive meat. So I had a dog that was expensive, most expensive. 150,000 rand. I slaughtered the thing. How can you complain about that? And the third advice was speak sweet and honey language. So that's why. See, they don't know how to put things in perspective. You just heard some words, and after hearing the words, you think you know it. See. So it's different when you know it exactly. You can be a simple person, but you know, right? This thing goes here, this is how it works. He knows it well. How the wire, this is negative, this is positive, where it goes, right? Has to be plugged, what is the earth, right? He knows all these things. He's very dressed, simple, casual, no makeup, absolutely, but he knows his stuff. So, when you meet him, the second thing is that your understanding grows. See? He seems to be so simple, but when I listen to him, he understands things. Number three is this, that when you speak to him, right, then your concern for the hereafter grows. Your concern for the hereafter grows. So now, these are the salient features of an Ahlullah. Right? So now, when it's an Ahlullah, then he doesn't have to dramatize, doesn't have to impress. Therefore you'll see Hazrat Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, very simple, right? Sometimes seeing in namaz, right? He's during a khutbah and his two grandchildren, Hassan Hussein, and they're coming, so he'll get off the minbar. hold it, right? Now, unfortunately, some of our modernists, they say, what's wrong with bringing little children to the masjid? Now, so I say, every science, right, has to be studied. See the context, see how it happened. So there's a hadith which says, لَا يُبْقَى بَابٌ وَخَوْخَةٌ إِلَّا خَوْخَةُ Ali. One is Abi Bakr, one is Ali, right? See, the masjid in the day of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was such, the easiest in description, like you've got a masjid here, right, namaz area, and then there's a room here, that's the house. Can you see? So as you step out straight into the to your house. So there is the masjid and people's house all on the sides. So Nabi Sam said, nobody's the door must remain on the masjid side besides the door of Abu Bakr or the Ali. Now the reason was obvious, because if it's coming on the masjid side, right, so you have to come out. Now, in those days, like now, you need to have a bath. So they didn't have bathroom facilities. Some people didn't have bathroom facilities in the homes. So you have to go out for the bath. Now if you need a first bath, then what will happen? The Nabi made an exception for Abu Bakr and Hazrat Ali. They are an exception. So now understand, right? So Hassan, Hussein, whose children are they? Ali's children. So, inevitably, they may just come into the masjid. Right? The door open, and children now, they want to run, right? And they're running and now, and they're slipping and they're falling also. He must have been about 3 or 4 years of age at the time. So, Nabi Sallam, affection and mohabbat, and he held them. So, if it was a fate, right, then he won't do all these things there. Because his greater concern is, how will I be viewed? What will the public tell me? What will the people think of me? So, his greater concern is the public, and how will he be viewed? But when he's genuine, he doesn't worry about all this. He'll say it and say it casually. Because he's sent by Allah Ta'ala. When Allah Ta'ala sent, so does he have to be concerned of how he's being viewed by people? So his behavior, his response will be a natural response. Natural, not made up. A natural response, not faked up, right? And the one that is faked up, then he's more concerned of how will he be viewed. I'm going to say this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to respond like this. Then what will people tell of me? See? So now, that's the first, it's a indication of this person in general. Okay, he's not worried, right? Whether they lose the importance or the respect, or whatever. He's sent by Allah Ta'ala, he's not concerned. Right? Sometimes performing namaz, and his grandchild, Umama radiallahu anha, Zainab radiallahu's daughter, right? She comes around and she will climb onto his back in namaz. And Rasulullah will not take any exception. Right? No exception. Leading namaz and she's climbed on the back, right? Now, that is a normal response of a child, right? When they're bonding very well with the elder, that's what they will do. Right? But now, Nabi Sam did not object to this. Ye log mujhe dekh karke kya kahenge? Acha namaz par rahe ya bache se khel rahe? See, that was a genuine, an indication of the person being genuine. He's not worried about how people are going to view him. Right? Otherwise, the person is overwhelmed with the presence of people. Now, what will people say? Then, again, the third thing that he speaks about, so he's not worried, he's concerned. Now, Musnad Ahmad, this hadith comes, Rasul has some beish with Aisha radiya, right? So now, 2 weeks ago, there's a question, so what about going on to the patient German? Poma? Poma? Promenade. I'm thinking of pomegranate. Promenade. Okay. Now, he's comparing this to the walking on the promenade, right? Now, there, everybody's doing this. Everybody. Satan is scantily dressed, everybody. So the comparison is right. Yeah, it comes in here, it's traveling, right? And it's an enclosed area. Enclosed area, and there's people seeing on both ends. So nobody invades the privacy. So it's a covered area, this person on this side or that side, so nobody can invade the privacy. Now they are racing. So is there anything now that's against shame? Is there anything that is not bashful? So it's a covered area. Now this you're going to compare this with your wife's hand, promenade walking on the. Now you see, when we don't check the hadith, etc., properly, correctly, then we can mess up all these things here. So there's a need now to see it, where this thing applies, how it comes, how must I place it. Is it right? Rightly placed, not rightly placed, right? But now, if a person is faked, right, then he is worried about how people will view him. If he walks like that, if he races, then what will people say of him? And here, it's just a natural response. So, what was in the mind, it was expressed naturally, without any makeup, without any dishonesty. And yet, every moment now, you worry, log mujhe mere mutalliq kya sochenge, what they'll say, how they'll view me, how they'll relate to me. So at every point, he is concerned about that. And here, it's a natural response. So now that's an indication of a genuine person. Genuine person. Are you here now? That person now, when he comes out now, he has to wear this type of a topi, that type of a kurta, trouser, and shoe, right? He's known to be a great person, or not. But he's so concerned about how he features amongst people. Right? They look at himself half an hour in the mirror, try this shampoo, that, whatever. Now, these are all signs that this person is not a genuine person. Like how, the example they give, straightforward example they give, the person has got nice, thick, black hair, right? Thick, nice, good hair, right? Does he need to put on a wig? Does he need to dye his hair? He's naturally nice, thick, black, dark, right? No patches he's got. So, but the person got patches, he's graying, or he's not looking so well. Now he has to put a makeup now. So one is a genuine, and one is a makeup. So the man of Allah Ta'ala, he is genuine. When he's genuine, he's not worried about how this, how people view him. Look at, you saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now, Musa Alayhi Salaam, so, some Anbiya are the manifestation of the Jalal, the greatness, the glory of Allah Ta'ala. Some of the Jamal, right, the beauty of Allah Ta'ala. So Musa Alayhi Salaam, it would appear that it was the Jalal of Allah Ta'ala, the greatness, the grandeur of Allah Ta'ala, that, because in his infancy, he caught Firaun's beard, even one step, put him to the ground, and one samatha. Right? And as he grew up, and there was a fight between Israelite and an Egyptian, he just gave him, for a curse of, he just gave him one shot, and died. One shot, and died. But you see, natural. And then the natural response was, he didn't make up a story, But he said, Inni zalamtu nafsi faghfir li. See, a Nabi, he doesn't make up a story. Well, this story business is a fake. He says, was there any need? No. So, straight away he says, Rabbi, Inni zalamtu nafsi faghfir li. Can you see that? And then he makes a pledge, Rabbi, bima an amta alayya, because of your favors, let me not be a support to a zalim. Don't support them. Right. Then now, he's not worried. Musa is not worried. He's a man of Allah. So you're concerned. Warada ma'a madyana, wajada ali ummatan minan nasi yasqun. So he's escaped Fir'aun, and he's reached Madian. So he sees people watering the animals, right? وَجَدَ مِنْ دُونِهِمُ مْرَأَتَيْنِ تَزُودَانِ. Can you see natural response? So he saw everybody is watering and these people got their animals and they're not watering. So he must have intrigued him. What happened? See, they came to water, but what's stopping them? So a Nabi is naturally kind and helpful. He wants to help. He wants to help out. That's natural, right? He's not worried now. What do people say? I'm a helping woman here. Don't worry about that. So he wants to help. Found out the problem and he watered the animals for them. Natural response again. فَسَقَى لَهُمَا ثُمَّ تَوَلَّى إِلَى الزِّلِّ. Right? So it must have been a sunny day, right? And then he moved towards the shaded area. Now, he didn't have to show his piety and say, me, I'm not worried about the sun, moon, night and day. I just make dua like this, you know, in all conditions. So natural response is, alright, look for a shady area. And then ask Allah Ta'ala, that when Allah Pak has provided that, then why abandon? It's a different thing, you don't have it. And if Allah Pak gave it to you, then why? About a month ago, I was getting this Chinese Muslims. Some of them are moving to the UK, some are moving to the States, right? So now, they were cut off from the whole Islamic world. How they begin to see things, right? So they're comparing answers, right? This Mufti Sahib says this, when he says this. So now, they're asking us, now, one question that the Chinese is asking, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had an option of doing two things, so he would take the easy option, right? So then, can't we apply the same reasoning on masail where there is difference of opinion, right? Can you see that? Can't we apply the same maxim on masail where there's a difference of opinion? So see, your reasoning is not right. Illa ikhtara ahwanahuma. How it refers, how it... It's a very cold day, very extremely cold day, and there is warm water, and you're taking that cold water. That's not right. What was the easy option? It's available. When it's available, then why don't you use it? Why must you show your piety? Ikhtara ahwanahu. And what are you talking of? It's a different thing. Okay. Well, there is a difference, right? So, the hadith is telling you, da'ama yuri book. Leave out things of doubtful nature. Leave it out. So there's two different. So now then the person is asking again, then how must I make out now who to follow? Because you seem to be strict telling me. Yeah, I categorized them in four groups, world ulama, and you seem to be a little bit strict, right? So how must I? So I'll give a nice answer. But you see, this is a journey, right? Your destination is Jannat. When your destination is Jannat, you think to yourself, which vehicle will take me without any problems to my destination. It's your choice to jump onto the vehicle of your choice. So the vehicle that will take you most safely, you jump onto that vehicle and move. Now, ऐसे लोगों को और क्या क्या समझा सकते हैं? I give a detailed explanation. You know, coming from that end extreme, right? China, so much of restriction and so much of zulm. Now they're coming on that side, total freedom. Right? Can you see it? The extremes, this side and that side. So we speak about Musa alayhi salam and natural response. So, kana Musa alayhi salam sittiran hayyan. Musa alayhi salam was a person very, very bashful. Very bashful, very shame. So he would cover himself nicely. Right? So nobody would see him nice. So now, the Bani Israel, they're seeing this man here, he's covering himself, right? So they misconstrued it. They said, he must be got some deficiency this side. That's why he's covering himself. Now you got these baths, right? You got baths. Spa baths, right? So this is writing from some Muslim country, right? Says, within meters of an Islamic center, there's a spa bath. So he went, an American now, not too committed. So within meters of that, right, that Muslim center, so he went to a spa bath. So now the spa bath, he says, that as I entered, so they asked me to undress completely. And then all men that I defied, I wore my clothing and I went in. But everybody there was completely in the birthday suit. The same thing happened to my family. She also wanted to go for that bath. And then she also defied. She just went in, right? But everybody was, see. So now, Musa alayhi salam, if he needed to bath, then in a very concealed spot, very, very concealed spot, that is not how we have baths, etc. So he placed his clothing on a rock, and he got that concealed spot, and he's bathing. Now the rock took his clothing, started running. Musa alayhi salam is chasing now. Now he's got no clothing. Now he's anxious now, my clothing. So be Hajar. So now, until he came to a gathering of the Bani Israel, they said, this man is perfect. What we thought and what he turned out to be is perfect. But now Musa alayhi salam got the rock and started whacking the thing. Until Qanat Aliha, there was some impression, you know. But you see the natural response. Natural response, right? Now, when his time of death arrived, then he gave Malakul Maut one slap, right slap, lost his eye. But there was, I say, he's a manifestation of Jalal, right? Don't use the word anger, Jalal. So now, why did he do that? So, most ulama say that the reason is that Malakul Maut came in the form of a man. So you get malaika, you get jinnat, right? If they take the appearance of another creation, right, then all the characteristics that go with that person will be in that form that they have taken. See they come, the jinnat ones, they come like a giant, right? A big giant. Then you can't push him around. But if he was to take the shape of a snake, for example, then one stone will kill him. See? So the shape that you take will come with the characteristics. So Malakul Maut must have come in a shape of a man. I came to take your life. sir, you have come to take your life. Hey, what he thinks of me? Hey, Glagardia. Can you see? Another 15 minutes.
Sadgi mansha hai kamal ka. Irshad kamal ki masti khiyal hasti ko kam kar deti hai. اس لیے واقعی جو لوگ اہل کمال ہیں وہ سادگی سے رہتے ہیں. اس میں کچھ اہل باطن ہی کی خصوصیت نہیں بلکہ علوم دنیا میں بھی جو کامل ہیں ان میں کمال کی وجہ سے سادگی آ جاتی ہے.
Kamil, right, means he's perfect, right? But that perfection, what it brings, perfection brings simplicity. Because now, you reach that height, right? Right? And when you reach that height, right, so there was no need for you to make up a front. There was no need for you to put up a front. Why? You know you've got it, right? Now, he's not perfect, so he has to somehow compensate for his imperfection. See, there's some deficiency, and because of the deficiency, he needs to compensate for it. So, some touch here, touch that side, to bring about that perfection. But now, when the person is perfect, then does he need all that? He doesn't need. That is why, you know, it makes you think that why did the Nabi Sassan live in the simplest of dwellings? Simplest of dwellings, right? Not even big bricks, unbaked bricks, right? I can't remember who it was, whether it was Mujahid or someone else, right? So I had gone into one of the houses of the Azwaj-e Mutahharat. So, if you raised your hand slightly, a little bit more than normal, right? If you jumped a little bit, you reached the ceiling. And the room, if I remember correctly, where you should be resting, that would be, I think, not more than 4 meters. Or say about 3 meters. Right? So because there's so much of perfection, there was no need to make it up. There's so much of perfection. Mali wali dunya. What have I to do with the world? Mali wali dunya. What have I got to do with the world? I don't need all these flares and makeup, I don't need that. Because he's already seen the hereafter, and he's seen the nature of the world, so then he understood now that what's the need to make this thing up. But now, if the person didn't see the hereafter, or doesn't believe in the hereafter, he said, I must make it up. But now, the one that has been shown the hereafter, and he understands the nature of the world, right, then he sees that there's no need to make it up.
اس طریق میں قلب کی نگہداشت عمر بھر کا روگ ہے. ارشاد جس طرح عام حالت کے اعتبار سے قرآن بدون دائمی مزاولت کے یاد نہیں رہتا, اسی طرح اس طریق میں قلب کی نگہداشت عمر بھر کا روگ ہے, کسی وقت غفلت کی اجازت نہیں.
So, very simple person, but like one of the leading world Muslims, but too simple, extra simple. Nobody can make him out. So, when he had taken employment in Hardoi, right, so the Pabrat Sahib had employed him, on the condition If you have funds, you get a salary. No funds, no salary. You get the food, right? It's all. But we have the money, we'll give a salary, and we have no, and he's stuck there for 60 years, over 60 years. And he says, मैं ऐसे आदमी का बिठाया हुआ हूँ कि यहाँ से हट नहीं सकता. I've been placed here, but such a person, I can't move away from here. And Mustafa Rahman sent him there. And he remained there right till the end. For hundreds and thousands of students learnt under him. This. So now he used to say, Qari Amir Hussain should say, he should be doing I think about one zil, 7-8 sifaras every day, but nice kirat style. So he used to say that Quran said if you leave the door for one day or so, then the momentum of the recitation is gone. Then you're free so much more to come up back to the same momentum. Even if one day you left off that recitation, how your wasaif, your ma'mulat, right? One day you left off, then to come back to that momentum, it takes time. So, yeah, you have to just keep on to it. Even if you are sick, etc., you do it. Maybe you do less, but you will do it. So, doing that constancy, that keeps the momentum. So the same here, when Allah Pak has blessed you, right, to be His friend, right? Allah Wala. Right? Then, like that Quran says, you have to be on it all the time to maintain the fluency, to maintain the momentum, to maintain the goodness of the recitation, to be at it all the time. So, exactly the same, when you become the Allah Wala, at any given time, you have to be observing your mind, observing your heart. What's your intention like? What's your thinking like, right? I'm giving a good front, but I got daggers for you. So I talk to you in good words, but my heart is filled with malice, right? So I would do as though I want to support you, but I am jealous of your progress, right? So at any given time, his mind is He's observing the mind. Or, I'm in this place here, and why don't they give me the recognition? Why everybody else is getting some type of recognition, publicity, and I'm getting left out. So at any given time, you are guarding your heart. See? And not guarding a heart, that is a total collapse. At any given time, more time is over, one person, senior person, and complain to him that I have an aversion for this person here, just like him. So Mawla says, I also was thinking something like this, but then I guarding my heart, you know, seeing, observing my heart, and I came to this conclusion, perhaps there is something wrong in me that I can't see the good in the person. Now I say, you know, reverse the thing, will there be any dirt in your heart? But now you say, no, I got an aversion. He's like this, he does this, he does. Right. But now, I mean, reverse it, perhaps there's something wrong with me that I can't see the good in the person. Right. Now, the type of glasses you are wearing, right? Then that's what you will see. You're seeing green glasses, everything green. Right. But nothing is green. But that's the color of the glass. So, the type of the heart. That's how you're going to see things. The heart is dirty, then you will see things like dirt. But the heart is clean, then you say, jab gareba mein zara jhanka, to jahan mein koi bura na raha. When I look within myself, then I couldn't find a person worse than myself. See? So now, at any given time, you are guarding yourself. Nigahdasht.
اہل محبت کی صحبت کا طریقہ اور اہل دنیا کی تعریف. ارشاد: اہل محبت کی صحبت سے محبت پیدا ہوتی ہے، لیکن ان کی صحبت پرہیز کے ساتھ اختیار کی جائے. پرہیز یہ ہے کہ اہل دنیا کی صحبت سے بچو، اور اہل دنیا وہ ہیں جو غیر اللہ کا تذکرہ زیادہ کرے.
You read Luqman Islam's statements, keep the company of the wise. And you read the other one, that to eat on a full stomach is better to give that to the dog. So Chang Minister, I think it's from the statements of Luqman Islam, actually it was read. So you have to keep you have to associate with the Ahlullah. So the Ahlullah, who are the Ahlullah? Inna akhlasnahum bi khalisatin dhikra dar. The main discussion is the hereafter. That's the main concern, the hereafter. It's in the mind or it's on the lips. But that's the main thing that they are concerned about. Faskur Ibrahim or Isaac wa Zalkif wa kullu min al-akhiyar. Inna akhlasnahum bi khalisatin dhikra dar. So we had selected them for what? We selected them for the hereafter. Inna akhlasnahum, for a special reason. What reason? Dhikra dar. That must be the main primary concern. So this is the type of people that you will frequent, lekin parhez ke saath, but some level of abstinence. Right? What abstinence? Yeah. The abstinence must be dunya daro. What? People that are dunya dar. So, you want to associate with these people here, but you want to refrain from this group here. Now, how you make out that he's dunya dar? You make out because that's a topic. Yeah? Wherever you are, you know, walima, whatever, that's a topic. Dunya. I must get this, I must get that. You must invest China, or Japan, or Germany, you must go through. See? So, all the time it's just about money, and just multiplying. So this association can be effective, provided you abstain from this type of an association. Right? So it's not just a carte blanche that you'll benefit. You'll benefit provided you abstain from this. Right? Like you say, simple example for that. You eat well, eat a healthy diet, right? You'll be healthy, provided you leave out unhealthy life, what? An unhealthy life. You're eating well, but you're abstaining from the things that are unhealthy. Understand? Then you can maintain that healthy life. But you're eating good foods, and you're eating all junk and rubbish also, right? Now you're worried now, why isn't my health being maintained? Why is my health not so well? Because it's both sides. The world works like that. It's positive and negative. In anything you look at, there's a fi kulli shay'in, khalaqna zawjain. Everything. If there's sickness, there's health. Cold and there's warm. Right? Good and there's bad, right? And people also, if they're good, then they're bad also. You have. So food also the same, right? So the healthy food will impact correctly on you, provided you leave out the unhealthy food. The healthy company will be good for you, provided you leave out the company of the people that are unhealthy spiritually. That is why, even you're going on in question, I keep emphasizing the original Jamaat style. Original Jamaat style. So, I heard this from Ubaidullah Balyawi Sahib, the eldest, right? So, he was studying in Deoband at the time when the Jamaat work started. And, see, I wasn't attached to the work, but I saw a group of Mawatis, right? This is my first glance on them, and it touched my heart. I could see that they are Ahlullah people. They seem like simple villages, but they were Ahlullah. Because they were looking down, concerned, tasbih in their hands, and they're not wandering, right? So now, why did they emphasize on that? We have some figure, and be engaged in zikr, right? Right. Because now you're going to be making mulaqat with different types of people, falling into the masjid there. Right? So, their dunya, etc., mustn't attract you. Like you went into one house, you saw there's such a big television there, wall to wall, right? And now you're watching cricket like real, like, you know. Cricket now like real. I must get this in the house. See, if the figure of the akhirat is there, the zikr is there, then the environment is not going to affect you. But you got no fikr and no zikr, then that environment will definitely affect you. Or you're going to meet this person, you know, and you saw his car. So that's going to affect you. You saw his house, the draping, curtain, etc. You saw all these things there. It's going to affect you. But if this zikr, and the zikr is done very well, and with that fikr now, you know, that what we out for, and how short life is, right, and what is the haqiqat of the dunya, right, all that is in your mind. That environment is not going to affect you. Allah Akbar.